Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thank goodness winter is coming to an end. And with no more snow in the forecast, at least for this week, it's also the end of manhole explosion season. Underground fires caused by snow salt eroding electrical wires have been ubiquitous this winter, with 2,100 manhole incidents reported in 2014 and more than 1,000 so far in 2015. Just yesterday, there was a manhole fire at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx, and last Thursday, at least 14 explosions sent manhole covers flying across Brooklyn, according to a story in the Daily News. Here to discuss these manhole explosions and what can be done to mitigate the problem are Con Ed's Director of Media Relations, Michael Clendenin, and NYU professor at the Polytechnic School of Engineering there, Francisco De Leon, who has done several research projects with Con Ed. Welcome, both of you, to WNYC. Hi.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good morning.
So, Michael Clendenin from Con Ed, I guess we can add the story to rats and muggers. The hazards of urban life include exploding manhole covers and this common figure being used in many news reports, 2,100 incidents last year, 1,000 already this year. Is that accurate?
Yeah, no, it's most of these are fires. They don't all explode like you've seen it in some places. One of the reasons we don't have manhole covers exploding as much is we started to change over to vented manhole covers a number of years ago. We've got about 250,000 manholes and underground structures in our system in New York City and Westchester County. About 100,000 of them right now have these vented covers, which allow, while they don't stop fires, they do minimize the chances of an explosion of a manhole cover going flying. And those things weigh anywhere from 1 to 300 pounds. The vents allow the gases that are underneath to escape. And so you don't have that explosive nature that we used to actually have quite more often. Nevertheless, it's a lot of fires. And as you said at the beginning, opening the show, it has to do with the salt and water runoff from the melting snow. They get in the manholes themselves become filled with water and salt, and if any of that salt gets into the electrical wiring, and that happens because you have maybe a nick or cracks or something in the insulation that allows the salt to penetrate. And once that happens, you get a corrosive effect. You can have sparks, fires, gases building up, and that's what leads to the fires.
Is there an alternative to salt?
Well, there have been many things that people have been looking at for a number of years. There are things that can melt snow besides salt. They are either very expensive, hugely expensive to the city, or they don't have the properties that can really melt away the ice and the salt when it gets to be really, really frigid. They all have different limitations, either for cost or for their melting ability, if you will.
Professor De Leon, what are you researching about this?
Well, the description is accurate. Really what happens is that salty water is a conductor of electricity. So the cables in the city range from different ages. So older cables for sure will be more brittle because of the cycles of heating when they are current, and cooling at night or cooling by the seasons, like between winter and summer, there is a substantial difference in temperature. So holes and pieces of insulation may just create by themselves. And they don't produce really a big problem, provided there is no conduction around them. So when there is conduction, like salty water, then you just start having little arcs. And these arcs, which are intermittent and very difficult to detect from using the standard protections, like the overcurrent protections, then those little arcs produce gases and deteriorate the cable more and more. And the gases that are produced by these arcs are all combustible. So it's methane and acetylene and hydrogen. And the greatest danger is when there is a lot of pressure with them, and there is a spark for sure. The cable is sparking, and then from the old design of manhole covers, they would explode and send these manhole covers into the air.
Michael, how many deaths or injuries have you had from this winter?
We've had just a couple of injuries. I'm not aware of any deaths that have occurred. We did have a pedestrian walking a dog in Park Slope in Brooklyn who was knocked down by one of those exploding manholes and sent to the hospital. So we've had a couple of injuries. A firefighter captain last week was injured. He was standing on top of a service box cover or manhole cover, if you will, when that caught fire and went up. So he had a leg injury. As the professor said, these can be potentially very dangerous, and we don't like to see them. And we're doing everything that we can with the technology to try to minimize the impact. The other thing that we started doing, and I believe this is around 2001, using new cabling that has a much more corrosion resistant and harder insulation, rubber insulation than what had been used before. So that is something we've been trying to do. We've got 95,000 miles of cable in the underground system. So while other cities do experience this, New York City gets a lot more of it because we have so much underground equipment and water, salt, electricity. It's a combustible mix.
I saw that Donovan Richards, chair of the New York City Council's Environmental Protection Committee, is considering legislation to push Con Ed to spend more on modernizing its underground infrastructure. I guess in the way that you were just describing, some of it's been done. Would you be against that?
Look, we're always upgrading our infrastructure. We spend about $1.4 billion just on electrical every year, upgrading the infrastructure. We spend $2 billion in total on our gas, steam, and electric. So we make substantial investments every year to upgrade and bring up to code all of the electrical equipment, gas equipment, steam equipment that we have in our system. One of the problems with even the professor pointed out too is that you do get instances though where, for whatever reason, if salt water can build up and get inside that insulation, get past it for either because it's degraded, because there's a crack, because there's something wrong, either because of age or because of some other reason, the salt and the water gets in there. It can cause, as you said, conductivity, and it leads to gases and fires and things like that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Go ahead.
We just have a minute left. Professor, is there any scientific reason that you know of that Brooklyn, particularly Park Slope, I think, has been so hard hit by this, that there's been such a concentration of these manhole cover fires or explosions in that area?
Well, I don't know for sure, but probably the cable around there has been degraded more than in other regions, or probably they use more salt. The reality is that it's very difficult to detect the locations, because it's just an intermittent phenomenon. So it's just not present all the time. So
you mean to detect the locations that are vulnerable at any given time?
Yeah, that's very difficult. I think Conner had a couple of projects financed, one to Colombia on a machine learning project, and another with Texas Arlington. They were looking at the wave shapes of the current and try to detect when arcing is happening. And in one of the cases, one of my students was involved in trying to buy the few detectors or few sensing devices that they have in the networks, try to triangulate and get the location of the fault, of the potential fault creating gases. But it's very complicated because you cannot distinguish between the variations of the normal load and this little arcing phenomenon happening in the cable. So it's a difficult, challenging problem, but we need to find ways to locate these places.
If it doesn't snow again, Michael, we have 10 seconds left. Are we out of the woods with this for this season?
No. There's still. I'm from Queens. There's a lot of snow still out in my neighborhood, and there's still some melting to go on. And I expect that this could. We expect some activity this week. The other thing is unfortunately, the damage to the cables can often permeate and stay there for weeks, months later on. So we start to see this happen again in the summer when it turns hot. So you combine the demand and the heat with whatever damage was done to the cables from the salt, and we could still have incidences well into the summer. So we do have manhole fires in the summer, as you know. So sometimes that has to do with how much salt was dumped the previous winter.
Michael Clendenin, Con Ed's Director of Media Relations, and Francisco De Leon, NYU professor at the Polytechnic School of Engineering, who's done several research projects with Con Ed on manhole cover fires. I guess we step around the manhole covers when we can as pedestrians. Thank you both very much for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, New York City Schools Chancellor, Carmen Farina, next. Stay tuned.